Gemara in Ketushin Daf Lamed Hey says that women are potter from Hakafas Harosha and Hashchos Hasakan. And the Gemara has two reasons. Boy Seima, that it's a svara that they're potter from Hashchos Hasakan because they don't have a Sakan. Or it's a Xavis Kosov, because it's Los Akifu Pes Roshchem, Los Sashris, as Pes Ganecha, Midashonim Kabe Debuer, Dimkain, Nichtav Rachman, Pes Skenechem. Skenacha means for those can ishtacha. So the Gemara has two svaras. One is because in Mitzias they don't have a zaken, and the other one's to Petukavah because of Xavis Akosov. Now in Hakafas Harosh, both the Makif and the Nikif are loika. The Gemara says Makif and Davchav. So what's the halacha as it relates to an isha that's Makif as a ish? So l'choy, this should depend on these two lashonis in the Gemara, that if it's a p'tur gavra, so then if she's makiv an ish, so she'll be potter. But if it's a halacha simply that if she's makiv herself, and because she doesn't have a zaken, so but a man does, so therefore she would be chayiv. And the Gemara Nazir and Dathan and Zion discusses this, and that's it's machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Ada bar Ava about an isha that's makif and ish. Rav Huna holds Rav Huna says a makif is a cotton, a vehu chayiv. Amale Rav Ada bar Ava l'Rav Huna. If you demand megalach lahon, amale chova, tegrinu chova l'bnei, kula shonu d'rav adaba avalo ikim le zara l'rav huna. So both of them hold that kofas kol harosh is kol hakofa. The Ma says, and it's machloks rav huna holds lo sakifu bas chenechem lo tashkis es peis chenecha. And since an ish is not bashchosa because she doesn't have a zaken, but she's not, whatever the reason is, she's part of from hashchosa. We said before there are two possible reasons. Vahani nashi hold the less nu bashchosa, less nu nami b'hakofa. And Rav Ada bar Ava holds that a makif that both Makif and Nikif, there's a hekish between them, and whenever that the Nikif is Chayiv, so then the Makif is also Chayiv. And therefore the cotton, that's Machlokes about the cotton, since the cotton is not about Onshin, and he's not Chayiv on Hakafa, if he would shave himself, or so therefore, so therefore the makif is also not chayiv. So we have here a double machlokes. As relates to isha, that's makif and ish, Rav Huna holds it's mutter, and Rav Ada bar Ava holds it's osa. And as relates to being makif, a cotton, it's inverted. Rav Huna says it's chayiv, and Rav Ada bar Ava says it's mutter. So it could be that these are two independent, with the same amaroim, two independent machleksin, and they have no relationship one to the other. And the machleks, as it relates to Isha, as we said before, the machleks is an Isha potter from Hakafa because it's a svara, the less lo zaken, because she doesn't have a zaken, and therefore she's potter only if she's makif herself, but if she would be makif an ish, who does have a zaken, so she'd be chayiv. And this is the opinion of Rav Ada bar Ava, as opposed to Rav Huna, who says that an ish is potter, even if she's makif an ish, because it's a p'tur gavra, because it's xeris akosov. And therefore makes no difference whether she's makif a man or herself. I However, the Rav said there's another possibility that these two machleksin are related to each other, and they're totally one and the other, because what's the isa of makif? Is the isa of makif? That it's also to do a ma'isa hakafa, but it's not in any way related to the isa nikaf. Or maybe that the isa makif is totally in the isa of the nikaf. In other words, since it's also for the nikaf to be in hashchasa and hakafa, so therefore that isa is mitzuref to the person who's doing who's shaving him, so the makif is chayiv because he's because the chiyuv of the nikaf. In other words, the isa of the nikaf is mitzuref to the makif, or is makif a separate isa? So if it's a separate isa, then even if you'd be makif the cotton, you'd be chayiv. But if it's because the isa of the cotton, the isa of the nikaf relates to the one who's doing the hakafa, to the makif, then by a cotton who's potter from onshin, it's not chayiv mitzvahs, so then you would be potter. And therefore, that also they can be related to the din of isha that's makif and ish. An isha is not betovas atzma muza in the isa hakafa. It's because it's a p'tul gavra, according to that. And it's not simply svar because she doesn't have a zaken. And therefore, according to Rav Huna, who holds that the isa makif is an independent isa, and it's not totally on the nikaf, so isa, she's p'tul because she's not in the yashav at all. It's a p'tul gavra. But according to Rav Adava Ava, she's chayevis if she's makif and ish, because he holds that the isa of the makif, it's not an independent isa, but rather that the isa of the nikaf, that there shouldn't be a kofet done to him, or shchosno is mitzdarav to the makif, and therefore even though in isha, because atzma is not muzer, that's only when she's makif herself, or she's nikefus. But when she's makif and ish, and the machayev is the ish, because he's muzer, and his isa is mitzuv to her, so she's chayev for the isa, the isa of the ish being become nikaf is mitzuv to her. And according to this, the machlois between Rav Huna and Rav Adava Ava, the choylik about the din isha is so then for the lishitosim, where the nature of the isha of makif the ish is that the isha of the nikif is matsurif to the makif, that machloikus is lishitosim. Both by ish, by cotton, and by being makvas as ish.